Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
my.
Welcome to another episode
my.
Of the Watchers Podcast.
My.
This guy right here is Tyler.
Yeah, and this guy right here is Clay.
My.
And as Tyler just said, we are the Watchers.
Yeah.
This is a Marvel podcast where we cover all things Marvel. We're talking the movies, we're talking the shows, we're talking the specials. We're going to give our comments, questions, and concerns. We even answer a couple of your guys' questions. Maybe, possibly, we'll see.
Maybe.
Tell me, Tyler, what are we covering today and for the next 6 weeks?
Running it back once again, ladies and gentlemen.
We have to.
Agatha All Along, episode 3.
Oh, boy.
And, wow. First two episodes, first episode, little, you know, slow climb.
On the fence, yeah.
Two, kind of getting there.
I was pretty hyped after episode two.
Three was very good.
Three so far has been the best.
And your theory on how it usually shows start off with a banger.
Yeah.
This one's doing the opposite.
Yeah.
It's a slow climb.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying it.
I am as well.
I'm excited for episode four.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. The other
really
shows.
I like The Road.
The Road's dope.
Big fan of it.
Yeah.
Big fan of Fjern.
We'll get into her.
Yeah.
I did have something I wanted to say before we start with Act 1, if that's okay.
Okay.
Episode 2, I meant to say this.
Yes.
But I'm about this much of an idiot and forgot. So I'm going to say in Episode 3, between the verse 1 and 2 of the ballad of the Witch's Road, the song says, Maiden, Mother, and Crone, which is what's represented on Agatha's brooch. So I do think that this brooch is going to have a little bit more to do with whatever's happening on the road than what we think right now. I think with it being the ballad to open the road, it that being represented, the hair being inside it, I just feel like there's it's
that
like a key or something.
Definitely is the key to open the road.
It's something.
Sharon's
not doing nothing.
Clearly not a witch.
Clearly not. She's down to get rowdy.
She's down to get rowdy.
And I love that for her.
And she loves a good house.
Oh, God, does she?
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Outside of that, are you ready for Act 1?
I'm ready for Act 1.
Are the people ready for Act 1? All righty, Tyler, why don't you drop that down?
Bang!
Ladies and gentlemen, Act Number Uno. The episode starts off with Sharon proclaiming that she was kidnapped.
You know what's crazy about that fridge?
What's up?
It makes those noises.
Yeah.
And fridges that make those noises make ice.
Yeah.
Our fridge doesn't
make ice. Doesn't make ice. We make ice. Jen throws a bit of a fit over Sharon not being magic, which puts everybody else in danger. We find out that the road will test them with one trial per skill. Jen asks the teen what his name is, but once again, his mouth distorts. And we find out that someone put a sigil on him, which is normally used to hide something. It's kind of crazy. Sharon walks off and begins to get pulled into a dirt mound, but the rest of the witches help her escape. They notice a biome change into sand with a house in the distance, so they head towards the home. After walking in, Agatha looks for the door handle, but it's gone, trapping everybody inside. The teen finds an invitation on the mantle, which has a riddle. My age is value. I'm no fun alone. I mess with your mind. My tricks are well known.
Damn, bars.
That's what I'm saying. Sharon turns around and says, wine! And everyone agrees that that has to be the answer. But Sharon was just talking about the bottle and the glasses of wine that were behind her. I want to say this really quick. Wine is just as fun by yourself as it is with people.
Smart man.
Yeah, I do what I can. Yeah. Outside of that, though, Tyler, that's what we have for Act 1.
All right. Well, mine's very short and simple for Act 1.
No, you're not wrong.
Because somebody, you know, really took over Act 1, in my opinion, and that is the one and only Sharon.
The one and only.
She's great.
She's fantastic. I do not have enough good words to say about that woman.
Yeah, she's really, really funny in this show so far.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite lines, and I think I've seen it all over.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Social media. It's so good.
It's a staple.
Like, oh my God! Everybody's freaking out.
What's going on?
And then she says, "Bury me in that kitchen." That was so good.
So good.
On time. Everybody's like,
if you freak out because you're like, "What's going on?" Yeah. Like, Yeah.
It's amazing in there. Yeah. I don't know what she said, but that was so funny. Yeah, dude.
And it's a beautiful kitchen.
It is a very nice kitchen.
I mean, they got a sous vide.
Yeah. So Sharon has good taste.
Good taste.
Yeah.
I mean, she has a great garden back at, you know, Westview.
She does. She
does. Imagine what she would do there. I mean, I guess you can't really grow things in sand, but.
Yeah.
Maybe cacti.
Cacti.
A couple cacti, you know what I'm saying?
But that's literally all I had to say for Act 1. Yeah, I couldn't really find anything else.
That's fair.
I was just focused on Sharon. She's
so fantastic. I mean, she kind of is, maybe. I don't want to say that quite yet.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I'll say it towards the end of the episode.
All right.
Well, I'll jump into mine really quick. Gonzo's theory is looking even better after finding out that the sigil was placed on the teen. Obviously, that shows that a sigil was placed on him to hide something, mm-hmm. which is his name, and it's being hidden from the witches.
Yes.
There's the master of witches that doesn't want him around witches, one can assume.
Yeah. I do want to, yes, that my theory is coming together in a way for that.
Yes.
But could it also be the Darkhold?
It could be.
Actually, I'm going to wait to expand on that point as well.
Okay.
It could be possibly the Darkhold.
Could be something
I'll
else, absolutely.
More on that point, but I just want to throw
or that circle out. The block on that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Agatha seems to be a little bit more interested in the teen throughout the show, but especially in this episode after learning about the sigil. Mm. Basing this question off of your theory, do you think that she will connect the dots?
I think the road's going to show...
Show her?
The way.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a really good answer.
I want to say so much, but keep on. Yeah.
And I'm just going to tag on to what your one note was really quick, which is just Sharon's comment about the kitchen was really funny.
Yeah.
I think that you and I have complained more times than not about comedy in Marvel and how it's usually poor timed or it's an ill joke or it's not very well done. It's
corny.
Corny. Yes. Yeah. That's a great way.
Yeah.
This was, I mean, just right up Sharon's alley. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't want Agatha to say that. I think it would have been corny if Agatha said that.
Yeah.
But it being Sharon, like, that is so her perfect. Character. It was, yeah, that was
perfect
timing. Everyone's on edge. I hear that when I was watching it, of her scream, oh my God. And I'm thinking immediately, dead bodies in the kitchen. Yeah. Or, like, you know, there's a witch in there or a skeleton or, like, half the house is gone on the, like, something bad.
Yeah.
And then she says that and I definitely cracked this
one. I laughed out loud. It was good. Yeah,
it was good.
Really good.
That is what I have for the people.
Short and simple,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
We're zipping through it. It was a short episode. A lot happened, but
it was a decently short episode.
Yeah,
and I was going to ask you about that too.
Yeah,
38 minutes, 39, something like that. Not doing this again.
I'm going upstairs. But yeah, I mean, it was in the 30s for sure, late 30s. but yeah, which was odd. I kind of wasn't expecting that, but I could see the
episodes being. Like this.
I kind of enjoy it being this length.
Yeah, I do.
A little bit compact, a lot happens, but it doesn't feel drawn out.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
If nothing happens and it's a short one, then I'm going to be triggered.
Correct. Well, I prefer it to be a short one if nothing happens versus a 55-minute one. And,
fair.
You know,
fair, actually.
What we find out is they went four steps down the road. And you're like, this was super cool.
Yeah. I mean, they technically did kind of do four steps and then found a house. But then a lot happened.
And then a lot happened in the house.
Yeah, so.
It's pretty cool. It's a big house, by the way.
Great house.
That was a beautiful home.
Bury me in that kitchen.
Bury me in that kitchen. Honestly, bury me in that entry. It was a beautiful entry.
The living room? Fire.
That's what I'm saying. That mantle? Gorgeous. Yeah. That cardstock? You know it's expensive.
They had a sauna in there.
Yeah!
I want a sauna.
I want to rip a sauna as well. It looked like a nice sauna. Beautiful kitchen or bathroom as well.
Yeah, bathroom was nice too.
I don't know if I'd have that
the
many
sink
skincare.
Was, yeah. Anyways, I enjoy good kitchens.
I do as well.
I mean, I saw the sauna. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That'd be nice to have.
I'd be chefing in that kitchen for us.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, a little sous vide on the steaks. Forget about it. Crazy sear.
Yeah.
A little butter. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Act 2. You guys ready? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Against their better judgment, they decide to drink the wine. So the teen goes looking for a corkscrew, and Jen follows.
Tap.
Jen tells the teen to watch his back around Agatha, and that she traded her own child for the Darkhold.
Dolswapski.
After feeling a bit uneasy, the teen returns with the corkscrew, and they all pour themselves a glass of wine, excluding the teen.
Excluding the teen. Important note.
Yeah.
Because he's underage.
He's underage, but...
We don't support that here in this household.
Once Sharon slams her wine, a timer starts counting down from 30 minutes. The rest of the group mingles while Agatha walks around and pours her wine out without anybody noticing. But the glass refills without Agatha's knowledge.
That sounds like a very nice. That'd be a nice glass to own.
Yeah. Alice and the teen talk, and they both empathize with each other that a lot happened to them when they were 13. Sharon begins to show signs of being poisoned, with her face bloating, and everybody else soon follows. The swelling goes down after a moment, which scares Jen even more, because she knows they've been poisoned by... You're going to have to help me with that one.
I guarantee you, the way it's spelled is the way you say it.
I don't even know where to start.
Alewife.
Alewife. Alewife's revenge.
There it is.
The teen finds Agatha's glass still full of wine, and he calls her out. Hey!
No wounded soldiers in this household.
Come on, we're getting drunk.
We're getting rowdy. Little girl time, plus teen.
After smashing the glass on the ground, Agatha says she would drink it, but there is no more wine left, only to have another glass to fill up.
All I'm saying is that'd be a fun house to live in.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Only if it was not wine. Coors.
I mean,
some beer. Miller Lite.
No, Miller.
Agatha is hesitant to drink it, so the teen says he will, but Agatha pushes him away and drinks the glass.
Just straight stiff arms him.
Yeah. And that is the end of Act Two, ladies and gentlemen.
Bang, 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 bang. All right. My first note of Act Two.
All right.
The teen is shocked and says that that can't be true, and Jen says that what the people say is they don't know if Agatha's child is dead, a demon, or an agent of Mephisto.
I know that name.
I would hope everyone does. It's in the community. It's been thrown around time and time again. After every movie, there's a trailer, and you see a statue, and they try to make it work. And it started as a real theory, and now you just hear it as a meme.
Yeah.
And it's like one of Marvel's biggest memes at this point in the community.
Also, The Mandalorian, but they finally connected that.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I just find it so funny that they finally like just name dropped them. Mm-hmm. It just shows that Agatha, that Marvel is at least semi in touch with their community.
Yeah.
Because it's been literally been thrown around since like the first Thor.
I feel like we're going to see him soon.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't know if we will.
You don't think so?
No, I think Marvel is just going to play with us about
it. Doctor Strange? What do you appear in Doctor Strange?
He's the closest person he is in the comics is with Agatha and the whole witch vibe. So it would be most likely Agatha.
Yeah. And I could see the Doctor Strange movie connecting those.
Absolutely.
Because he obviously was with Wanda. Yep. Why not go with Agatha?
And then that end of that third girl at the end of the third one with his third eye.
Oh, yeah. So I forgot her name.
I forgot it as well. I just want to put this out here that I called it, that Agatha did sacrifice, trade her child for the Darkhold. Mm-hmm. No big deal, but I'm kind of that guy.
I don't know if it's... Is it official?
I mean, she said it, so I don't know. I'm going to go with it.
I don't know if it's he's dead.
I'm not saying that he's dead either.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that a swap happened.
A swap happened.
For sure.
He definitely still could be alive.
Could be.
Very evil.
Yeah. The teen says a lot happened to him when he was 13. Mm. WandaVision was 3 years ago. We know that the teen is now 16. Although WandaVision did not end with her kids being 13 at the end of the show, it could still once again, you know, different timeline, different child kind of thing, like different universe with same kid, could further your point once again of the teen being Wanda's child.
They definitely could have, because I know they aged very quick.
Absolutely. That's WandaVision. Correct.
So, I don't know.
It could have been a weekday to have them age 3 years, because maybe it's like a compound thing.
That's true.
But that's what I have for Act Two, my friend.
Just like Act One, short and simple for Act Two.
Absolutely.
This is a theory. I know it's kind of...
I love me some good Tyler
crossing
theories.
Crossing with the teen being Billy Maximoff.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way that teen could be Agatha's son, right? The only way I say that or ask that is because Jen, when Jen like pulled him aside.
Yeah, when they're having that little weird
talk. Then she said, I bet she wouldn't recognize her own son if she showed up at her doorstep.
If he showed up at the doorstep. Yeah. No, you're fine. I think, yeah. Honestly, I feel like if I didn't hear your theory after episode one of the teen being Billy, I think what Marvel is trying to do is trying to put that in as a red herring.
Yeah.
Like try to make everyone else think that this child is Agatha's son, only to find out it's Wanda's son. But I think after hearing your theory after episode one, now I'm just attached to that. It could be, absolutely. But I feel like Marvel is hiding something, and I think they want everyone to think that the teen is Agatha's son, but in reality, it's Wanda's.
It's just the reason, because I was talking about earlier, I wanted to circle back on it.
Circle the block.
When you're talking about Colin, that Agatha sacrificed her own son for the Darkhold.
Correct.
Darkhold's black. Okay.
Kicking
the dots here a little bit.
Okay.
That spell, what is it called?
A sigil.
Sigil.
Yes.
In his mouth every time it's black.
Correct.
I know when you use magic, you show some red, like if it was Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's spewing.
Yeah, it's a pretty far very reach. Far Mr. Fantastic kind of stretch here.
Yes. But, I mean, it would also make sense if he was her son.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I could see it.
But I want it to be Billy Maxwell.
Correct. Yeah. That's where I'm at. I think more things are lining up for it to be Billy Maxwell than not. But we're also only in episode three. There's going to be a lot more information to give.
I also think there's going to be the witches are going to start questioning him.
Absolutely. I think he's now going to be put under a microscope.
Four. And they're going to try to connect the dots for Agatha, because Agatha's just like, whatever. Yep. I want to get to the end of the road.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah.
But yeah, that's the end of my voice for Act 2.
Contributing a lot here.
I have
here.
A good amount for Act 3.
Yeah. Like triple.
Yeah.
Quadruple even.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into Act 3, shall we?
Yes.
Sharon begins to hallucinate, then faints. Agatha tells Jen it's time to brew an antidote. So Jen lists everything she needs, and the group goes around the house to find the items.
Mm.
Lilia and Agatha are together, and Lilia randomly states to save Agatha, which confuses her, but she plays along with it. Alice and the teen are together, and Alice notices the sauna is glowing and has steam pouring out. So she enters it. Honestly, kind of a good de-stressor halfway through all this. I don't blame her. Jen leaves the kitchen for a moment, only to come back with a mysterious man in the kitchen, calling her an inconvenient woman. Ugh. Hate that. On the walk back, Lilia notices a young girl in the hallway and follows her, leaving Agatha behind.
Mm.
Alice sees her mother in the sauna, and her mother says that her grandma died today and that she is next. She screams that she cannot protect Alice before taking a big gulp of something in a flask.
Mm.
It was a cool flask, too, by the way.
Yeah, it was
I
nice.
Like that. The man in the kitchen grabs Jen and starts drowning her in the sink. That beautiful sink of that kitchen, of the homeowner.
Yeah.
Lilia finds a young girl now decrepit with a skeleton behind her, which startles Lilia, and she runs away.
Mm-hmm.
All their hallucinations end, and they reconvene in the entry of the home. They notice the home is now underwater. Not just any water, though. Salt water, a.k.a. an ocean. Kind of a big deal here.
Yeah.
That's not a small body of water, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Jen starts the potion while Agatha has her hallucination start, which is a baby carrier. And after she removes the blanket, she reveals the Darkhold.
Da, da, da.
Jen snaps Agatha out of it so they can finish the antidote. The oven opens as water begins to pour into the home, and they all escape, re-entering the forest / the road. After some banter, the teen tells the group that Sharon's dead.
Uh-huh.
And that is going to be the episode.
All right. I don't have this point in my act.
Okay.
But I wanted to touch on it, and I think I remember when I watched the episode, I wanted to look into it, just forgot.
I do that, honestly, way more than I should.
Is it Lilia?
Lilia, I believe, yes.
Save Agatha.
Yes.
What is her powers, exactly?
She's able to see the future, is pretty much what her power is.
Okay.
Yes.
So it could be somebody that is on the road currently, those witches, saying, save Agatha.
Mm-hmm.
Or could it be like...
It could be her purpose.
Her purpose. Oh, it could be her talking to herself. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Because remember, like, in the first or second episode, she has, like, the vision of seeing into the future of who the coven's going to be, and she writes down the names.
Yes.
And then she's like, shit, my name's on that?
I didn't realize. That's right. Okay.
So she's able to, like, see into the future. And there's, like, something else. I did a little deep dive onto... Because I forgot what exactly her, the name witch that she is. Like, yeah. But, yeah, she's able to see in the future.
So it's not, like, witches talking to her?
No.
Okay, because, when you read that, I was like, maybe it's Rio, like, voicing it to her to keep her alive.
Yeah, because she wants her.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
But I wanted to jump into the hallucination scenes.
Absolutely.
You're going to like this. They remind me of Age of Ultron.
Yep.
You know?
With Wanda, like, messing with their heads.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just kind of showing their...
Which is actually kind of a crazy, like...
Like, things come full circle?
Kind of full circle. How it's... We still kind of having questions about Wanda.
Absolutely.
And then Wanda and Age of Ultron doing those hallucination scenes.
Yep.
But
kind of showing their worst nightmares.
Yeah.
And this is definitely theirs.
Exactly. But, I really like that. I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to expand on those scenes. That whatever or whoever controls the road wanted to know. I think they already do, but maybe they wanted to know either more.
See how they react.
Of the witch's traumas.
Okay.
To see and what they how they react exactly.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll show on the next next up incoming episodes,
mm-hmm.
that we'll see Jen's trauma.
Okay.
Like, not a house, but it could be something else.
Yeah. Something to do with that man, I would imagine, from the kitchen.
Exactly. Yeah. Alice, and then maybe the groups with her, or mm-hmm. they all go separate. They all separate, and they're all in their little traumas.
Like House of Horrors type thing.
Hallucinations,
for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to pull them away.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't hate that idea. What we know for sure is that the road is going to one trial per skill.
Yep.
There's four witches. So as far as we know, the trials are just going to be all about the kind of witch that they are.
Okay.
But at the same time, them going through these hallucinations had nothing to do with their trial.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of did.
It could be in between trials.
It could be. Absolutely. That's a part of venturing through the road is you have to face something.
Yeah, if he was just you're just going through the trials, I feel like, I mean, obviously it's going to be tough.
Yeah, but of course.
The road's a challenge.
Yeah.
You're going to have to...
Navigate it.
Navigate your way through.
Absolutely. I don't hate that. Yeah. I don't.
And then, question.
Mm-hmm.
If the teen didn't drink the wine, would he still be able to achieve what he wants from the end of the road?
I really like this question. I like this question a lot because he's not... partaking in the challenge. He's not partaking in the trial.
And they passed.
Yeah, just fine.
So that's another...
Relatively.
Yeah. That's another question, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's the coven.
Yeah.
The coven did it.
Yep.
So they can just tag along anybody.
I wonder if he will be okay because they used his blood in the antidote, maybe? So, his blood is still within the trial?
So he... kind of plays a part.
Yeah, because I forget what they say, the last thing that they need to make it that color, the potion that color. I forgot what the color is called.
The blood of the sober, the blood of the teen, the blood of the virgin, I don't remember, it was the blood of something.
Something, yeah.
You guys are going to hear it and see it.
Yeah.
And you guys are like, wow, you guys are stupid. It has said it right there. I forget exactly what it is.
Young blood.
Something.
Young blood.
Young blood. But, so he did kind of play a part.
That's true. That's fair.
But I do agree with you that he didn't really do much for the trial.
Yeah.
And if let's say the teen drank and Agatha didn't, would she still be able to do the same thing? Does the teen have
the question, what would his hallucination be?
Yeah. That's a good call. I would like to know that.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get more details.
We'll get more details.
Yeah. But that
there's
is
a lot of
really
mystery in that character. I like how they're kind of dragging it along.
Yeah, they're kind of...
So the story's continuing.
Yeah. They're playing a couple cards close to their chest.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah. I like how they're throwing distractions, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon dies.
Yep.
Allegedly.
Have you seen the Photoshop
of,
like...
The way she died.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was crazy.
Have you seen that? There's a Photoshop of like these character deserved more, and it was the cliff that Thanos and that dropped Gamora off, and then it was like Gamora, Scarlett Johansson, or Black Widow, and then Sharon to the left, and she's so funny, dude.
That's good.
That's a good one.
And then when they're getting the antidote, they had to do all these ingredients and stuff like that—the hair, the blood. I thought it would have been a nice little touch.
Yeah.
Because this is somewhat of a musical show.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice touch to have a little song to change that antidote color.
Yeah.
The purple looks sick.
I knew you were going to say it. I knew it.
The blue looked insane as well.
Though. All the colors look great. Green that green looked great, too. Yeah,
green looked great, too.
I was pretty steezed with that green.
But yeah, I thought that would have been a cool little touch. Because there wasn't a song. So I'm assuming episode 4.
Yeah.
So is it episode 2? Is it going to be
every other
2, 6, 8? Is it going to be even episodes?
And then 4?
Sorry, 2, 4, 6, 8.
It's like you're just going to skip 4 episodes. yeah, I mean, that one, I will say, it's respectfully, I think that's crazy for you to say, like in the most respectful way possible, because I remember when we talked about Agatha, I don't know if we did it on camera or not, but we were both pretty hesitant about it being a musical. And we were like, like I'm not a big vibe into musicals. I'm not a musical guy. But after hearing the ballad, it being so good that I'm hoping that the rest of the songs cooked just as hard. And I do think that that was a opportune time for them to have a musical.
Yeah. Well, just seeing how this show is like operating.
Yeah.
Without the musicals, I like that. Mm-hmm. Just like we had the reason why you and I were so hesitant on musicals is because typical musicals are like there's a song every 5 minutes.
Yeah. And like, I didn't want it to be like the planet that they went to at during the Marvels, where they sing when they talk.
Exactly.
That would have been awful.
It would have been really bad.
I would not have been doing the script, let me tell you.
Oh, that would have been rough.
They'd be like, and they sang again for 8 minutes. We're skipping that.
Or like Captain Marvel. The Marvels.
That's what I did. Yeah. When they went to the planet and they sang for speaking. Yeah. That would have sucked.
But yeah, it's nice to have a song in an episode.
I agree with that.
That's fine.
Yeah, and what we said for episode 2 as well, like as long as there's a purpose for the song and the song is at best mid, I'll be okay with it.
It's the ones that are like, they're dealing with like feelings.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know what to do.
Low-key hit that. Low-key hit that.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Like, I couldn't do that.
That's fair.
And then my last point is, I'm just not buying it. I'm not buying it. Sharon is not dead. Justice for Sharon.
Justice for Sharon. I'm blacking out my Instagram page.
I thought that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't participate. I thought that was the stupidest thing ever.
Social media
is stupid.
Typical.
Yeah. But I don't agree with you in the aspect that Sharon is not dead. I do think she has passed away. At least in the term of she's passed away on the road.
And she's just back.
She could be back in Westview. Yeah.
That's fair.
But firmly agree with you. I said this in the end of episode 2. I just don't want anything bad to happen to Sharon. And then we circle the block a week later.
Yeah.
And she's dead? I got to send an email.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, what's your problem, bro? She's great. I will say, maybe, after doing some like some trials of showing the show to some people, maybe Sharon was just such a goated actor and character in the show that they had to kill her off because she was stealing all the spotlight.
Maybe.
Because she's, the first 3, I've been like, yo, Sharon's fire.
What if she turned into like an evil person on the road that they have to defeat?
That'd be kind of fire.
To like get her out of spell.
Yeah.
Or something.
That could be kind of sick. Cool. That'd be sick. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like that out of you. And then you said that's everything?
That is everything for Act 3.
Yeah. Okay.
I just have a prediction still.
I love that.
Just kinda, in case
we double check that.
Yeah. Yeah. You check me.
Yeah.
Or I check myself.
Yeah.
I'll read it again.
Exactly.
I know.
Sharon's hallucination was, I mean, you don't see it, but she says, let him breathe, Wanda. Or Wanda, let him breathe.
Yeah.
I'm begging you. Sharon's hallucination was a callback from WandaVision when her husband, a.k.a. Vision's boss, ends up choking. Wanda chokes him and he dies. And Sharon begs Wanda to let him breathe in that episode. Mm. kind of.
Did we, like, in WandaVision, was it confirmed, too, that he died?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've been pretty anti against this theory of yours. And I honestly hate to say it, but I'm a man of, you know, I can admit fault here. Dude, Wanda might be in that head still.
100%. I think she is.
I mean, to have that, like, that be her, I mean, granted, it is, like, the most traumatic experience. Like, from what it seems is that these, all the hallucinations are, like, their worst fears.
Yeah.
And maybe that was just Sharon's worst fear, and it just happened to be with Wanda, of mm-hmm. watching her husband die, which would make sense as well. But there's definitely a chance that this Wanda is still just a little hamster wheel yeah. inside Sharon's mind.
I mean, could be all of them, too.
Yeah.
On that spell with Teen.
Mm-hmm.
Could be in Agatha's mind.
Absolutely.
All of them.
Yeah.
Could have an effect on the road.
It definitely could. And there is something in Marvel news that there's not a lot of Marvel news, but there's one, I don't know if you've seen it, that we will probably be talking about for probably 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, but my next one being is that Agatha says that she's going to call Jen's bluff on her skincare, saying it's not all organic and everything like yeah. that. But we already know from episode 2 that her items are falsely advertised.
It's allegedly. Still in lawsuit.
Yeah, it's, you know, she's not been convicted. But the skin grafts and the third degree
burns.
But her
facial expression said otherwise.
That's what I'm saying.
She went,
what? Even the fringe got nervous. So, I don't know, maybe Agatha, because when they were talking to Jen, she like kind of gave up on Jen so yeah. early. Maybe she just wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah.
Question for you.
Okay.
Do you know who the man was in the kitchen? Because when I saw him, it didn't really ring any bells. It's not a familiar face to me.
No clue. I think we're going to probably, like how I said, that each episode maybe.
A little trauma dump
little
type
trauma,
thing.
Then we're going
to yeah.
find that character.
I think
is
so
Is that
as well.
The dude that took her powers?
Like, that's what I'm thinking it is.
Could possibly be.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And to follow up on that, we find out that Jen's magic was taken from her. Before, in episode 2, we were told that she was under a spell, which left her magicless for a century.
Yeah.
So we're definitely getting more details about these characters, which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's a pretty crucial point. And I think that, like, there's more to that. And I think that, like, having your power taken is a lot more severe than being under a spell.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know what else is going on with the rest of these peeps.
I'm excited, though.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
They forgot to put Sharon's hair in the antidote. But they didn't forget to give Sharon the antidote at the end. I just find that crazy.
You think that's the reason why she died?
Correct. Because her DNA wasn't in it. It wouldn't I'm looking at it like her DNA wasn't in the antidote, so the antidote wouldn't take to her.
Yeah.
And that's why she passed away. Okay. Versus everybody else, their hair was in there, so they're chilling.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just think that's kind of crazy. Like, you did all that work to bring Sharon
they
to the dining room table.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the end, they're like, oh my God, Sharon! And then they do the worst, in my opinion, the worst way to get the antidote to her, which was an assembly line. Like, here, here, yeah. here. Honey, scoop and sprint!
Yeah.
Do the double S!
It's never for that.
It's one of these! You know what I'm saying? but yeah, man, I don't know. Justice for Sharon, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Lilia makes a comment about knowing somebody who died in an oven. That is, without a shadow of a doubt, 100% a Hansel and Gretel Easter egg.
Mm-hmm.
She says she knew someone, so you could put two and two together that Lilia probably knew that witch from that story.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if maybe there's a cameo.
That'd
or
be
something
a cool
like
cameo.
That, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Or just like the house. We just see the house
That'd
with the breadcrumbs.
Nice. Yeah.
Something? I don't know. Because they also said we got to follow the breadcrumbs when they were drinking the wine.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of weird Easter eggs like mm-hmm. that. Do you think something happened to Agatha after Sharon died? Or, and that's why she was asking who she was, or do you think that was Agatha being Agatha and just playing it off like, who is that again? I don't even care. Let's yeah. keep going on the road.
That's tough. I want to say it's just a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Just like, well, what happened with Agatha? Just giving us one, like, wondering. And
yeah.
then we open the episode 4, and mm-hmm. it's like, come on, forget about her, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
but it would be a crazy twist if she just lost all knowledge of
Sharon. Yeah. Also, it's not in my notes, but I had to put this out here. It was crazy that, like, Sharon died, everyone's sad, Agatha says, who is Sharon, and then credits hit, and it's, like, the most poppy, like, funny song into the credits. I don't know if you watched
it. It was a song from...
I forget the name of the song.
I don't know the name of the song, but it's the song from Project X.
Off with your head.
Oh, yeah. Dance till you dance. Yeah. I always think, whenever I think Project X, I always think of Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah.
So I was like, definitely wasn't Kid Cudi. but yeah, that was so funny.
Great movie, by the way.
Great movie. My hunch here, I feel like the next few episodes or every other episode is going to be all trial focused. So like next episode won't be a trial, then the following will be. So it'll be like 3, 5, 7, 9 with 9th being the end, doing a trial, exiting the road.
Yeah. So this one's probably going to be...
Which I'm pretty
maybe
pretty hyped
really
about.
Figuring out what's happened to Teen or also...
What do you mean?
No, episode 4.
Oh, okay.
Every other. So we just had a trial.
Yep, so now it'll be like a...
Could either be if Agatha's memory's just wiped.
Yeah.
Just totally.
Well, I think it would be wiped of Sharon. There's no way it'd be wiped of everything.
Yeah, from Sharon.
Yeah.
Try to figure that out. Or if it was a joke.
I think next episode we get Rio.
Ooh.
Because that way we still have like the all the witches that's needed.
Definitely.
I think that's what's going to happen. Mm. Which I'm pretty sure I called that at the end of episode 2. But... I have a good feeling this time, all right? I'm hedging my bets.
I think Rio's going to show up at the tail end of the road.
Oh, so you're thinking like 7? Episode 7-ish?
Even if the road's at 7.
Oh, that's the road. Yeah, that is true.
Like episode 5, maybe.
Yeah, that is 6. True. but also, I just want to put this out here. We've already touched on it quite a bit, but this episode was fantastic.
Yeah.
I love this episode.
Very good episode.
Very good episode. You brought it up the way I brought it up in episode 2, I believe, that it started here. I didn't mind the first episode. It wasn't the best.
Either.
But it's consistently gone up.
Yeah.
Consistently. Yeah. And I love this. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And who would have thought it would have been Agatha?
I know.
Out of all the other shows we've done, who would have thought it'd be this show where it's doing this so far?
So
obviously, you know, we're only episode 3.
We're looking good.
We are.
Yeah. And I wanted to kind of go back to that point where we're talking about predictions on the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
We still have the Salem 7.
Yeah.
So we don't even know...
What they're doing.
What
they're up
doing.
To. Yeah.
Yes. I think it probably...
Yeah, that's a good call. So there's no way the road is the whole show. It can't be.
No.
I think I could
episode
see road...
Episode 5, 6 is probably...
I think 7. I think 7, end of road, or ends on 6, Salem 7 on episode 7. They could cook like that. 7-7-7.
And they fight.
Lottery... Give me $1 billion. I'm just saying stuff now. But that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think Road goes until 7, though.
Okay. That's
and then you get two more episodes, one being the finale. So maybe like 8 is like Salem 7. And they like fight all that. Rio is now on Agatha's side. She's like, ah, she's actually kind of dope. She
probably
did try to take my power.
That's probably a whole team.
Yeah, they're squatted up at this point.
Sharon, too.
Hey, they pull back up to Westview and she's there. I know for a fact Sharon's circling the block. I know for a fact. And I've got...
Oh, you got one more.
I've got one more if you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
What would happen? This is going to be a thinker, so I'm going to say it slow and try to be as concise as possible so the people at home that are listening in their earphones or that are watching us on the tubes can follow along and answer. What would happen if only one person drank the wine? Instead of pouring the wine into all the glasses... signifying how many people are going to be drinking.
So sorry.
One person just chugged the entire bottle.
Yeah.
Would the bottle still refill, or did Agatha's glass refill because it was poured, signifying that person should have drank that glass? Does that make sense to you?
It does. I think that just the bottle would refill.
So the road just knows how many people are there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you need 4. How many glasses were there? 5?
There looked to be more than what was needed.
Interesting.
I could be wrong. I didn't. That's
could
a
that
good question.
Extra glass. What if
be
it was
for
7?
The team?
Okay. Wait. How many people were there? 6 total, right?
Mm-mm. It's 4. It's 4. It's 5.
5.
Yeah. It's 4 plus
that
the team.
6 glass was in the brooch. Compensating for that brooch.
Wait. Agatha, Alice, Lilia, Jen, and the team.
5.
Okay, so it is just 5. Okay,
Sharon.
I just want to double check. And Sharon, so that
7.
Is 6.
So 7 total. What if there's 7 glasses?
Yeah, I'm following now.
And that brooch was the 7th glass, or technically the 4th of the coven.
I hear you. I like that.
Yeah. We're just guessing now because I don't know how many glasses they're
fucking. Yeah, I don't know either. I'll go back. I'll circle the block on it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I think that's a really interesting question just because if someone just grabs the bottle and drinks the entire bottle, the whole bottle's been consumed, and potentially the road doesn't know how many people are there because it wasn't poured. I feel like pouring the wine glasses signifies how many people are there. Maybe. Because the teen was okay. And the teen never drank. Teen never got a glass.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen to him if, you know, he gets what he wants at the end of the road yet.
Yeah.
So what if they just, it was only like Sharon and Jen, and they just shared the bottle, and they only poured two glasses? Would it still know?
Yeah, that is interesting.
Would it, like, because a coven can be any amount of witches. They're going with the bare minimum of one of each. But, I mean, you could have seven green witches and four potion witches. Witches and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know, that's where my head's at. But yeah, that's what I have.
That's crazy. I think it just probably, it knows.
It just knows.
Like how you said, like, they know, it. They, the road knows the traumas they've already been through.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So it has to know how many people.
If your theory was right, then mine could definitely be right.
Absolutely.
Because then that's determining, what we can really connect that. If it doesn't know how many people are there.
Yep.
And it pours the bottle in the glasses, counts how many, then it figures out those people's traumas.
Absolutely.
Which
would make sense because you don't have the teen's trauma.
Yeah.
Because then maybe the road doesn't know the teen is there.
Oh.
We're cooking right now.
We're cooking.
We're actually going to have to get out of the kitchen here because it's not time for dinner.
Bury me in that kitchen.
Oh, love that. Black boss. Marvelous. All righty. Take it away.
You want me to go?
Absolutely.
Marvel has released a Thunderbolts star.
Asterisk.
Trailer. I did watch it. I would like to do a breakdown on it because there's some things I saw that are a little interesting to me.
Okay, we can
run that.
I
also saw some theories on TikTok.
Okay.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Every time you see the Winter Soldier, not Bucky.
Yeah, no.
The Winter Soldier. He always uses his left hand.
He does. Also, that weapon is back.
End of the trailer. The weapon is back. At the end of the trailer.
Left hand.
He uses his left hand, which I would, it would be very, it would bum me out. Because he did a lot of.
Yeah, I don't think it is. But I do like that theory. We can delve more into that when we do the breakdown. I like that idea. I think we should do that.
So far, though, the trailer looks great. Love it.
They also called it a teaser trailer. That was a whole fucking trailer.
Yeah, it was a whole
respectfully.
Trailer. I'm a little nervous to watch the main one.
Yeah.
Because it's probably...
It's going to give away so much. Hopefully it doesn't. But.
Yelena?
Yeah.
Looks insane. OD.
They all look incredible.
Yeah, they look insane. Ghost?
Ghost tough. New mask looks crazy. Taskmaster actually looks dope.
Yeah. Keep forgetting his name. Agent?
U.S. Agent. U.S. Agent. Is what it is.
Thank you. The beard growth?
Looks great. I saw a lot of theories about his shield. You're fine.
His shield is sick.
Yeah, and apparently it's made out of steel and not vibranium, which is why he doesn't throw it, and why it looks so banged up, because it's not vibranium.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
But yeah,
looks good. I'm excited for it. I think it looks great. Mm. Next one being that... I always forget this guy's name, and I apologize. Marshall Ali. I know I butchered it, and I apologize.
That was right.
Started following Jordan Peele.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I just like to put that out there because there was a whole meeting with Jordan, and Jordan said, yo, I don't want to do this, but maybe they spun the block. Maybe he approached him with a different idea. Honestly, though, I don't hate the Jordan Peele for Blade. If this is the reason, I like Jordan Peele more than I like a lot of other people. Because, he's been doing a lot of scary movies recently, and Blade is a vampire hunter.
Yeah.
And Jordan watching Peele. The Wesley Snipes ones were horror. Like, they were relatively scary movies. They're like an action scary.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Peele could definitely cook on that. Mm. So.
It would be cool to see.
Yeah.
Venom The Last Dance has a reported runtime of 1 hour and 50 minutes. Very short film.
Yep. It is it's the second longest or the second shortest, the way you want to look at it.
like I said before, from seeing the trailer... You never know.
I don't hate it. I got a soft spot for him.
And honestly, love Tom Hardy.
Oh, my God. I love Tom
Hardy. And I love him as Venom.
I do as well. But the writing was ass. The writing Sony. Of story has been ass. I agree.
Just plain and simple, Sony.
Yeah.
You know, is Marvel handling that character?
Also, I read somewhere that Sony does not allow any of their movies to be over 2 hours except for Spider-Man films. Like, that's been, like, a rule of theirs.
I didn't know that.
And yeah. when you look back, like, none of the Venoms are over 2 hours.
Yeah.
A Kraven's not supposed to be 2 hours. It just seems like only Spider-Man's are getting that threshold, which that's obviously that's their cash cow. Why wouldn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
But that is, it's interesting.
Literally how they make. Actually, for the Sony Pictures, that's basically how they make their money.
That is, there is no other way. Yeah. This one is pretty cool. It ties into the Thunderbolts, and I love that they left it out in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But an article from Deadline states that Harrison Ford will be in Thunderbolts. So we're going to get a little prerequisite of what's going on with Harrison Ford, the Red Hulk, the president, which this is like the third time Harrison Ford's played a president, which is crazy.
Crazy.
But we're going to get a little prerequisite of him before we get into Captain America.
Would like to touch on that, too.
Okay.
There was a rumor, I think we stated in past Marvel news, that we're going to see Mark Ruffalo's Hulk and Harrison Ford's Red Hulk fight. And it was also in Marvel News that Hulk, Mark Ruffalo's Hulk, is not going to be in Captain America.
Correct. And it was said that it would happen sooner rather than later. It's not a terrible shout.
Definitely could be Thunderbolts.
My only thing to say it wouldn't happen is that there's been zero news of Mark Ruffalo being in this movie. But that doesn't mean it couldn't happen.
Doesn't mean it couldn't happen. And we also could get... can get surprised with Captain America Brave New World.
Absolutely.
So
I mean, because a lot of these are rumors and stuff like that. That's why I always like to throw in, you know, rumored or, you know, whatever the case may be, just so people at home know that, like, none of this, what we're saying, is 100% unless we stay, like, as a fact, this is happening. You know what I mean? That's why, like, for instance, like, the Venom one has reported runtime. I don't know for sure. I haven't watched a damn movie and stopped watching it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So let people know.
Ooh. This one.
This is the one I think we're going to talk about for a minute.
There's a picture of young Wanda and young Lilia on the Agatha set.
So, the person that Lilia saw in her vision.
Just the dots just keep connecting.
Yes. The person that Lilia saw in her hallucination was a young Lilia.
Interesting.
So, at some point, young Lilia and young Wanda... I mean, I guess they don't have to, but you would think that they'd be friends or something along those lines. But I don't know. But they're, like, I don't know. I think it was young Lilia. I don't know the actress's name. I feel bad. Should have written it down. But she posted an Instagram story, and the young Wanda was wearing a WandaVision hoodie, and the other one was wearing an Agatha hoodie, and they were on the set of Agatha, and it says, "Who knew that we would cross paths?" And it had a purple circle and a red circle, like, you know, Agatha, purple, Wanda, red. And then tagged young Wanda in it as well.
Interesting.
So, and there would be no reason for young Wanda, like, them to cross paths during WandaVision. Because there was no real... I just find it
interesting. Yeah, that's crazy.
So it has to be for Agatha.
I also wanted to touch on something that Wanda, Elizabeth Olsen, had been doing interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's just been... all of a sudden, ether. Spewing out.
Yeah, it's been everywhere.
About her, about Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of coincident.
Like, there's
kind of a little coincidence.
Yeah.
With Agatha coming out.
Yep.
I think that's a plan for Marvel. A little marketing throw.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's interesting. We're probably gonna get a flashback, like I.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think in last episode flashbacks.
I think it was episode one when you were talking about it when we saw the dead body.
So maybe we'll see a flashback of. Lilia.
Mm-hmm. With Wanda or something.
And maybe, this is another far reach.
Yep.
Maybe that flashback will help her connect the dots with Teen.
Yeah. Or to save Agatha. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's cool. Ooh. I love it. Yeah. I was really excited after watching this episode, and I saw that and was like, oh my God. Yeah, like, this show is cooking.
Yeah.
last but certainly not least, ladies and gentlemen, Agatha got an astounding 9.3 million views in the first week of it being aired.
Very good.
That's fantastic. Loki, just to give you an idea,
reference.
Loki, it, thank you, yeah,
yep.
In the first 5 days, got like 10.2. So a couple more days, not as many views, but also we're talking about Loki.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston, the god of mischief, Thor's brother, versus a Agatha. Wanda spinoff.
When was the last show, Loki season 2?
I mean, X-Men.
Oh, okay, live action?
I believe Loki? So, yeah.
X-Men, right? You're right, though.
Yeah, yeah, because we would have covered it. That's if not. True. So.
Wow, I mean, good. I mean,
it's kind of fire.
Looking
I mean,
good so far.
It is.
So
it is. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here too.
But anyway,
that's the end of our Marvel news, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you guys want to take a look right here? Just point somewhere, Gonzo. Yeah, just right there. Those are gonna be our socials. Bang. So we got the Instagrams, we got the Talks, and we got the Twitters. Just the Watchers PC on everything. You know what I'm saying? Especially go over to the Talks and to the Instagrams because my boy Tyler right here to my right has been cooking up those clips. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely going federal. His PC's exploded 4 times because it cannot comprehend the absolute perfectness that this man is making. So, absolutely love that. Shout out to you, Tyler. Been absolutely going federal. While you guys are at it, why don't you guys go down at the bottom here if you're on the YouTubes. Make that red rectangle a gray one by subscribing. And why don't you go ahead and hit that thumbs up button while you're at it. Fun little confetti action. Yay! Let us know if you like it or don't like it. Or if you hate us or if you love us. Go down in the comments. What do you think's going to happen into episode 4? You know? What do you think about our points? Did you like them? Did you not like them? Did we miss something that you want to hear about in the next episode?
Are we reaching too far?
Yeah, are our theories going a little bit crazy?
Are we just in over our heads?
Oh, that's a great song.
You know? Just tell us to screw off if you want to. We're going to come back, though. We're not going to stop us.
No, that's a fact. We'll be circling the block for another 6 weeks.
I'm talking to you. Haters. I'm going to touch grass again?
But outside of that, guys, thank you so much for sticking around for this episode.
Sure.
We've been the Watchers. Peace. And butt grease.